Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
The supernatural at work among you. I went right on and preached. She danced and didn't make any sound. You'd have to look at her to see she's dancing. Soft as bouncing a rubber ball. Didn't disturb my sermon at all. I went right on and preached. When the service is over, she showed my wife, and I said, I went to town yesterday and bought me a new pair of shoes. She showed them. And the new pair of shoes had leather taps, and she danced the leather taps, completely worn off, and never made one sound. Did she, Paul? Stand up, Paul, if that's so. Wave your hands, everybody say. Never made one sound on a wooden floor.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagen's teaching, The Supernatural. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with today's message.
I've thought about my own ministry over this period since being baptized with the Holy Ghost, particularly in 1937. My own ministry over almost a 48-year period. What is the thing? You know, I almost sometimes go to meetings even yet and wonder if anybody will be there. And I'm the most amazed person in the world when the building fills up. I wonder what they came for. Surely they didn't come just to hear words. But no, it's a supernatural. Oh, when you discover that name. I remember the first time that the Lord spoke to me about casting the devil out of an insane person. My wife and I were pastor of a little church in the Blackland, North Central Texas, in Farmersville, Texas. Paul and Opal Hinton are here. They were in that church. There was a lady over in Greenville as we went in that was raised up from the deathbed. We had a lady in our church named, we called her Sister Brown. She had moved from Farmersville over to Greenville, but she'd come back to Farmersville to church always. So we went by this year. We were there in Greenville to shop. She said, Brother Sister Hagen, before you go, you must go down the street and pray for a lady. She's given up to die. Her husband put her through three different clinics. She has to die, the doctors say. They can't do anything. I told her how God moved in our church. I told her how God used you. What she was talking about was the supernatural. The supernatural attracts people. The supernatural inspires faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But you see the supernatural in operation and inspire the faith you've got, praise God. And so I told her how God uses you and how God works in our church. It was just a common thing. I mean, every weekend for the supernatural to be in manifestation. So my wife and I went in. We knelt by the bedside. She could only talk in a whisper. I had to get down on my knees and put my ear to her mouth to hear what she said. And I said, well, we'll pray. She said, ever since Sister Brown told me, I said, I believe Brother Sister Hagen to come and pray, I'd be healed. So we laid hands on her, my wife and I, and began to pray. I'll tell you, brother, sister, the supernatural not only means supernatural manifestation of power, but it means hearing the supernatural voice of God. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Amen. And a stranger they'll not follow. And the voice of the Lord said to me, the voice of the Lord said to me, get up and stand up. Don't pray for her. Take your hand off of her head. Get up and stand up. Now somebody said, just what voice was that? I'm talking about the voice of the supernatural. Sometimes the voice of the supernatural is at work among us and we don't recognize it. Because you see, we're waiting for something perhaps more spectacular. The Lord said to me one time, my people are waiting for the spectacular and missing the supernatural. Amen. Are you listening to me? You say, what voice was that? Well, let me skip over something for a moment and I'll come back to it. Incidentally, the woman was raised up from a deathbed. I just got up and stood up and said, the Lord told me to tell you to get up. You're healed. And she got up and was healed on Sunday. She's over in our church giving her testimony. Praise God. Amen. Now, I'll come back to something in a moment. While you see signs and wonders here? Now, Paul and Opal Hinton are back there. They were there when she gave her testimony. On Sunday night then, Before I preached, and we had our big crowds on Sunday night in those days, filled the church up and running over, you know, if the weather was good, you know, people looking in the windows. I said, just before I preach, I'm going to ask our sister just to stand up where she was seated over to one side and give about a little 10-minute testimony about being raised from a deathbed on Thursday. And so she got up and gave her testimony. And you know, we're talking about many years ago. We didn't have any rugs on the floor, just a plain wooden floor. And so she got to testify and got to dancing in the spirit and began to dance and danced all through my sermon. Now listen, you listen to me. Paul and Opal Hinton are sitting right there. You're talking about signs and wonders, and that's what we're talking about. The supernatural at work among you. I went right on and preached. She danced and didn't make any sound. You'd have to look at her to see she's dancing. Soft as bouncing a rubber ball. Didn't disturb my sermon at all. I went right on and preached. When the service is over, she showed my wife, and I said, I went to town yesterday and bought me a new pair of shoes. She showed them. And the new pair of shoes had leather taps. And she danced the leather taps, completely worn off, and never made one sound. Did she, Paul? Stand up, Paul, if that's so. Wave your hands, everybody say. Never made one sound on a wooden floor. Yes, that's not a sign, and if it won't make you wonder, what is it? The supernatural. Glory to God. But now, wait a minute. I'm talking about that supernatural voice. Let's back up a little bit. So she was raised up. My wife and I got in our car, and we started from Greenville, Texas, back down old Highway 24 towards Farmersville, rejoicing, rejoicing. And the Lord said to me, oh, thank God for the supernatural voice of God. I've endeavored to follow it through the years. I couldn't have used you here if you hadn't obeyed me on that $10 and on that $12.50. I said, what are you talking about? I'd forgotten about it. You see, 3 years before a preacher come along. See, this is 43, so Christmas of 1940. Evangelist. I asked him to preach. It's Sunday night before Christmas. No, he said, you know, my kinfolk said he's sorry embarrassed. He's older than I in age, but younger in ministry. He wouldn't preach. In those days, if a fellow preached for us on Sunday night, we gave him a $5 honorarium. Don't sound big now, but it's pretty good then. Amen. After all, $5 on a rim was a half a week's salary for me. I got $10 a week. See? And he just preached one time, see? Give him $5. See? And I didn't give him $5, but he didn't preach, so he didn't give him anything. But I'm standing around the door shaking hands with people, and the Lord said to me, how did he say it? To my spirit, right in here. Give that preacher $10. I said, Lord, I couldn't do that. This is week before Christmas. I haven't bought my wife a Christmas present yet. I haven't bought Ken. See, Ken was the only one we had there. I haven't bought Ken a Christmas present yet. I got a little extra money now today because this, you know, but I said, I can't afford to give him $10. You know I can't. And there I am shaking hands with people just to smile and having a fight between the head and my heart. Finally, I got $10 together and give to him. Or $12.50 it was with him, $12.50. And gave to him. I heard his mother-in-law say a little later, see, he was a member of our church. I heard her send somebody, you know, Brother Clyde is off at Christmas time. He had enough money to pay his house rent and his utilities and didn't have a single penny left for any of the children at Christmas dinner. Somebody gave him $12.50 and they had enough to have Christmas dinner and get a few little things for the kids. Well, I didn't jump up and down and say, that's me, I did that, I did it, I did it. No, just very quietly I said, praise the Lord. I'm so glad I listened to God. Amen. And then a few months afterwards, another preacher, I was standing around the front door shaking hands with the folks in a Greyhound bus stop right in front of the church. Highways in those days all went right through town, you see. And I saw this preacher get off of the bus with his suitcase. I recognized him. I didn't know him personally, other than I did know he's, you know, I'd see him at conventions and such and that. Shook hands with him one time. So I went out to shake hands with him. Said, glad to see you. Guess you're going to be with us tonight. Well, yeah, he said, I got off here. He didn't say anything more. I said, well, how about preaching for us? Okay, he said, I will. May I go over to the parsonage, you know, and change shirts and freshen up and shave? I said, sure, go right ahead. Well, we got the service going. He came along and preached. He got to preaching, and from this day, from that day till now, I don't know one word he said. Don't even know the text he took. I barely got set down until the Lord said to me, that voice in here said, give him $10. Oh, Lord, I said, I can't give him $10. That's a whole week's pay. You see, I average $43.15 a month pastoring that church over a 3-year period. So you can see that's about a week's pay, isn't it? I can't give him $10. And I had an argument between my head and my heart all through his sermon. I don't know what he preached on till this day. And I didn't even get it settled time the service was over. And I'm back around the front door shaking hands with people as they leave, you know, just a smiling real big, you know, and having an argument between my head and my heart. We got over to the parsonage. We invited him. He's going to stay all night with us. And the Lord said, now get that $10 together and give to him. And I said, I can't afford that. You know I can't. Yeah, he said, the Lord said to me, reason he got off here, he just had enough money to buy a bus ticket to here. He's going on down to Winsboro, where his dad-in-law lives. Next Sunday, he's going to preach over at Emory, Texas, at the Assembly of God Church there. He's going to try out for pastor, and they'll call him to be pastor there. Now, you give him $10, and that'll get him on down. Those days, it'd get you somewhere, you know, on down to where he's going. So, you know, I had $1 bill, and the rest of it's change. You know, we got it that way, dimes. Remember Brother Rogers used to take up dime offer? You remember that? Sure, Brother Rogers, a world champion dime taker upper. Amen. Sure. I mean a dollar in those days. I mean a dime in those days big as $5 now or 10. And so I got all that together. I had a double handful, you know. And I went to my desk and got it, you know, and I said to him, come here. He went back to the other room, you know, and then he'd come back into this living room. And I said, the Lord told me to give you this. And I just handed it to him. He held out his hands and he said, hey, wait a minute, put it in my pocket. And he filled up his pockets, you know, all that chaff. I think $1 bill and the rest of it all changed. And then the devil said to me, now, boy, my head said, now you plead whaley. You know, that's a good Texas colloquial expression. You get off from some places where they don't know much and they don't understand that guy. You know what I mean by playing whaley? That means you played the fool.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book entitled, Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we're 1 month away from championing.
Oh, no, don't say it.
1 month away.
1 month away from one of the biggest meetings
That's
we have,
right.
One
and
of the best
awesome.
Meetings we have.
Yes.
It's called Camp Meeting, July the 20th through the 25th, right here on the Rhema campus. It starts at our Sunday night service at 6
yes.
p.m. on
That's
Sunday
right.
night. That's when we normally have Sunday night. But
mm-hmm.
then Monday through Friday, there's three services a day, 10 a.m., 2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m., and that's right here, and you can go to rhema.org/CM and find out all
that's
about
right.
everything that's happening. There's stuff for the children, there's stuff
for the youth.
Youth.
Yes.
There's stuff for the whole family.
That's right.
So go check it out and make plans to be here. If you've never been to a camp meeting here at Rhema, you haven't been to a camp meeting.
That's right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Supernatural. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.